Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Finally time to tackle this Tim Whetstone's own apricot jam. It's very much influenced by, I think, Paul Newman's own. It's got a lovely little photo of Tim right on the front. It's dried apricot. It looks delicious. I was all ready to try some yesterday, and then live on air, I couldn't actually open the jar. This thing is sealed tight. But thanks to a couple of comments on Facebook, I reckon we can give it a crack. Now, Narelle has suggested I get a husband. That's her trick for opening difficult jars. I haven't prepared that. What I reckon we might just do first, let's just give it one more try with my hands. No, definitely need to resort to some of these home remedies. Kimberly. Okay, well, I'm going to start in order of easiness. Kimberly has said just bang on the edge. So this is probably kind of radio friendly. I don't really know what I'm doing there. It feels like it might be coming loose, but that's more likely because we've been trying for the past 24 hours. Another idea. Okay, this is coming from Jamie and a few others. Every idea, I think these are pretty common, but run it under some hot water. I've got a bowl of hot water right here. We'll give that a little bit of a soak. I can't believe just how good this seal is. This thing is tight. All right, bit of hot water. Maybe I'll use both ends. I've got a tea towel as well. That was Whitey's trick as well. I have got it. Thank you for the hot water. I didn't even have to resort to the knife under the lid because, again, this thing is tight. Well, this is great. That's great. Thank you so much for that, Jamie, and everyone else on Facebook, Magic931, who commented. I can finally have some breakfast. I've been putting that off too. I've got some bread now. Unfortunately, it's only gluten-free bread. That's my affliction. That's my shame. But here we go. I'm going in for the spread. Oh, it's quite, I don't know, jam versus conserve, but it's quite thick. There's quite a lot of fruity chunks in there. This is well done, Tim. I'm giving it the spread. I'm just so glad we got the jar open because after all of the run-up this morning and yesterday trying to actually get it there, I'm glad it didn't totally peter out and the segment isn't totally for nothing. All right, I'm going in for a bite. That's a classic apricot jam if ever I tasted one. It's actually got a little bit of, a little bit of tartness dancing on my tongue. That's a delicious jam, Tim. I don't know where on earth you'll be able to find one in the Riverland, but I don't know. I'm sure he's got his whole press team as a member for Chafee. I would hit him up or, go out to the Monash Markets or whatever it might be. He might have a stall. Stick around because next week I think we're going to try and review Tony Passon's Lemon Butter. You're on Magic 931.